Welcome to The Deadline. I'm Laura, your host and founder of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society. Of course, our tech guru and producer of the show, Brian, is here.
Yes, I finally get to talk.
Yes, yes.
Speak!
No. So how are you, Brian?
Oh, not bad, not bad.
We've had some pretty cool shows, you know, with different guest speakers and stuff. I've been having a blast getting ready for Ghost World. I know my partners have been on the, what show did they, oh, X-Zone, our sponsor, our media sponsor.
I
know, I don't know how many shows, I think it was like 2 or 3 weeks in a row that, you know, we're having different, like Jeff and Vince and John Zaffis and Troy Taylor all being guests on the Rob McConnell X-Zone show. So people, if you get a chance to catch that, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, we should be on it.
I was asked, but I declined, you know, in deference to the other presenters to let them get on there because we've got this show and I've got so much going on that I thought, you know, if you need me as a filler person, great. Otherwise, let me get the deadline done and do everything else I need to do for Ghost World. And people hear me every week. They're sick of it. So why would they want me on the X Zone?
Yeah, I know the feeling.
See? So anyway, I guess we should move along to our meeting announcements. Okay. Now, all meetings are free and open to the public to attend. If you have any evidence that you feel is, you know, paranormal anomaly that you want to have looked at, we do a share and scare segment at every meeting. All meetings start at 7 p.m. and end promptly at 8:30 p.m. Next one up at bat is July 17th. That's the Northwest Division, headed up by team leader Dina Chirico. It's in the community center located at 293 Main Street in Hackettstown. Then on July 26th is the Northeast Division, headed up by team leader Laura Lindemann. That takes place in the Bogota Recreation Center, located at 162 West Main Street in Bogota. And then August 1st, we have the Central Jersey Division meeting, and that is headed up by team leaders Gregory and Sherry Irish. Hazlitt Library is located at 251 Middle Road in Hazlitt. Again, just so you know, there's no meeting for the Central Jersey Division in July. So, this summer, I'm doing some presentations called The Mysteries of the Paranormal. And it's a slideshow that's going to cover all kinds of paranormal stuff like ghosts, crop circles, Bigfoot, and all kinds of supernatural weirdness. So you can check out our website, njghs.net, for dates, times, places that I'll be doing that. And you can also, if you want your library to carry the presentation, just have your librarian or whoever schedules their calendar get in touch with me. So far, I'm booked for July 9th at 7 o'clock at the Brick Branch of the Ocean County Library, and July 12th at 6:30 p.m. at the Rahway Public Library, and July 28th at the Old Bridge Library at 1:30 in the afternoon. So it'd be great if you could, you know, if you live in any of those areas, come on out for the presentation, and I'd love to see you all after, you know, come up, introduce yourself if you're an NJGHS member, and, you know, that would be cool. Right, Brian?
Absolutely.
So, yeah, we've got a lot going on. A lot going on. And the cemetery hunts, people clue into the website. Pay attention to that because we are, you know, as fast as we get a place secured to have a cemetery hunt, I am updating the website, and I'll even put, like, the name, which is linked to that person's email, whoever is heading up that investigation. So, you know, you can click on that if you have a particular question.
Yes, I did see we have a new person on the Who's Who's page.
Yeah. That's our team leader for the Northwest Division.
I know, but I just saw it today.
You just saw it today?
Yeah.
It's been there for over a month.
Well, he never told me.
I've been announcing all the meeting announcements saying our Northwest Division, which is now headed up by team leader Dina Chirico.
But did you say, oh, and you should go to the Who's Who's page if she's now on there?
No, just said that she's the team leader. I'm sorry. Well, yes, Dina's beautiful picture is there on the webpage, on the Who's Who page, and her bio, and you can click on it to email her directly, and she now heads up the meetings in Hackettstown, so that's, you know, I've just been so stretched, it's just been too much, so it was really great, and I'm glad she stepped up and took the offer to be a team leader. She does a phenomenal job. She's got a great attention to detail, and the Hackettstown meetings, I mean, it's small, you know, but there's several people who are like the regulars, you know, it's like the Cheers crowd, they show up for every meeting, which is really cool. And, You know, so it's not like back in the day when I first started this and we did our meetings in Westfield. And the meetings, and even Dina remembers, that's when she first started coming. And she even said, man, that was huge. How many, you would keep taking chairs out and setting up more chairs because more people kept showing up for the meetings. And then I remember a lot of times, and we used to do them on a Friday night. And then it got to be like this big group of us that when the meeting was done and we packed up the hearse, everybody was like, well, where are we going? Are we going to the Scotch Plains Diner or are we going to the Westfield Diner? Either one. And a bunch of us would just storm into the diner and be there for like another hour laughing and eating and everything. And it was like a big social event, you know, every month. But the Hackettstown now is much, it's a much smaller little group, but it's good. It's good. And Laura Lindemann's got a little group, but they're regulars. They're very tried and true and steadfast. And I know Greg and Sherry's Central Jersey, they're the ones that really have a huge group. It's a pretty big area.
And it's kind of centralized, too.
It's very central, and a lot of people can hop right on and off the parkway in 35 and get to that meeting. But they have a lot of regulars. And, you know, I was talking to Gregory the other day, and he said that would be great if you could do your Mysteries of the Paranormal presentation. So for their meeting in September, which would be the first, I think it's September 5th, I'll come down to their meeting and I'll do mm-hmm. that presentation. So that way, if any of you missed it over the summer and you live in their area and you go to the Hazlitt Library, I'll be there on September 5th taking care of that. So that'll be good because I haven't seen them in so long, and I haven't seen a lot of the people. There's a lot of members that I do recognize when I've gone down there. You know, people that have come out to when we did a book signing at Barnes & Noble, and they said, oh, I'm in the Central Jersey division. I'm like, well, you know. So when I've gone to those meetings, I've seen these people and recognized them. And, you know, and people don't ever be offended if I don't remember your name, because there's almost 500 members in the organization. But
she barely remembers
mine. And I'm just terrible with names. But you know what? I do know that I've seen you or met you before. So that.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah. I remember people that I've
met. Oh, I thought you meant me.
No, I know you, but no, I mean, I'm pretty good. Like when people say, oh, you know, they maybe can give me the entire string of we met at such and such and da 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 da. But at least I'm looking at the face going, yes, whatever you're saying is true because I know the face. I know I've seen you.
For me, it's easy. Yeah, first time I did an investigation, she blew me off.
What do you mean?
You were sick.
Yeah, well, I had a freaking migraine, man, you know, so that wouldn't have been a good energy to have around. And hey, you got ex-husband number two to help you.
Well, that time he wasn't ex-husband number two. He wasn't husband number two yet.
No, I think he was still fiancé status. Yep. Yeah. Yep. This is why I don't get magazines or papers, because I don't like to recycle. I've been recycled twice myself, so it's like I've had enough, you know, with the recycling. But so I don't know. I haven't checked. I know. I don't think there's any other good ghost movies or anything coming out for the rest of the summer.
Well, I don't know if it's not really a ghost movie, but it looked kind of interesting, that 1408.
Yes.
Oh, yes, eh?
Yes, yes. Almost sounding more like, and it's Stephen King who wrote it, so it's really playing off of what was the one with the hotel, Stanley Hotel?
Yeah, I don't remember.
The Shining.
Yeah, okay.
Or on The Simpsons, it was The Shining. He's like, shh, you want to get sued? Don't you mean The Shining? Shh, boy, you want to get sued? But yeah, that 1408, when's that coming out?
I don't know the date.
I just, and the only reason I heard about it was I was in Blockbuster and dropping off some movies to pick up some new ones, and you know how they run
previews.
They run previews for movies that haven't even hit the theaters yet. I didn't know that's what I thought they did coming attractions for their videos that'll be available to rent. But
no, the movie companies pay for that. That's called advertising.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I'm aware of that. But
I've seen the previews on TV.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Okay.
Matthew Broderick and Morgan Freeman.
Oh, those are two heavy hitters.
I know.
Yeah, this should be pretty good, really. I'll look forward to that. I don't know. You know, this show is uploading June 29th, so I don't know if it'll already be out by that point or when the show airs or if it's after that. But yeah, that looked good when it figures the monitors in the Blockbuster were miserable. You know, so they had all the glare from the fluorescent lights, and I'm trying to walk and bob my head up and down the aisles to get a good glimpse of this monitor because this, just what they were saying about, I told you not to go in room 1408, and I, you know, and I'm
apparently he's like he's a big skeptic, and like, I don't know if he's a reporter or
you
whatever.
Mean Matthew's character is that
Yes.
How it works? Okay.
And I don't know if he's a reporter or whatever, but he, like, you know, I want that room, you know, because I guess there's been ghost sightings or reportings. I'm assuming all this, of course.
Yeah. That was good. You had me going. But, yeah, I mean, that one sounds good. But other than that, I haven't seen much, you know.
No, I haven't really seen a whole lot.
Then there's a lot of these films now that go straight to DVD,
yep.
You know, so... You're standing there in the video store, and I'm like, I don't remember. Did I want to see this? You know. And it, oh, well. All right. Well, anyway, people, make sure you check the website. Stay tuned to that for the cemetery hunts, because we are getting those. And you have to be a member of the NJGHS in order to participate in a cemetery hunt. And it's advised to get at least 2 cemetery hunts under your belt in order to be considered for a private investigative team. Do you have what it takes to be a ghost hunter? Are you fascinated with the paranormal? Then why not take your interest to the next level and join the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society? For a $20 lifetime membership fee, you'll receive training on our cemetery hunts, get to participate on investigative teams for private investigations, and receive discounts on books we sell. Members also get the reduced rate on special events we offer throughout the year. You can PayPal right from the homepage of www.njghs.net or send your check or money order payable to Ghost Hunters to P.O. Box 8018, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07054. Happy haunting.
Hi, I'm Mark Skirman.
And I'm Mark Moran.
We travel on the roads more weird with our show Weird U.S.
And you're listening to The Deadline, podcast of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society.
Hey, welcome back. You know what? While we were on commercial break, Brian checked the internet and found out that the movie 1408 already opened on June 22nd.
Yes.
So.
And I was wrong with the actors, too.
Yeah.
It's John Cusack and Samuel
Jackson.
Samuel Jackson.
I love John Cusack. He's a good actor. Very cute.
So, dang it. I have to go see it.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is what happens when you're working ahead of schedule. I mean, we're doing a show that's supposed to air June 29th, and I'll clue you in, people, we're really recording this on June 12th.
She had the look.
I know. So I'm really sorry. We try to stick to plan as best we can to make it sound like it's like the we're recording it the day of, but, you know, give me a break.
We just destroyed your life. We just shattered the image.
I know. There it went. Oh, well. Anyway, normally we would do parashares, but since we don't have any, because people, if you have a paranormal experience or a story you want to share, send it to thedeadline@njghs.net, and we will read it on the parashare segment. So, with that said, we will move along to News of the Weird.
Old Faithful standby.
Yep. Okay. Among the latest of Taipei's quirkily styled restaurants, according to an April Reuters dispatch, is the DS Music Hospital-themed eatery, where diners sit around beds, are served by nurses, and drink from IV lines hooked up to medicine in containers hung from the ceiling. Well, that's a different kind of Fuddruckers.
Well, geez, do they give sponge baths too?
Ooh. Earlier this year, Britain's Ann Summers sex product company announced it would stop selling its remote-controlled Love Bug 2 personal vibrator in Cyprus after Cypriot military officials complained that the device's signals were interfering with army radio transmissions. Oh, yeah. In May, doctors at Schneider Children's Hospital in New York, operating on a 3-year-old girl, removed a brain tumor that had made her one of only a tiny number of people in the world to suffer from a syndrome that caused her to laugh uncontrollably when experiencing a seizure. Her mother described the girl's facial expression before the corrective surgery as similar to that of the Batman character, the Joker. Nice. Okay, we're going to move on to weird science. A team of biologists from Yale University and the University of Sheffield in England reported in April that some species of ducks have genitalia so complex that they provide the female with unusually effective mating control. Both the male and female sex organs are sort of corkscrew-shaped, but the female's spirals in the opposite direction, allowing her, in the event of rape or opportunistic non-mating sex, in other words, fun, to lock down her procreative organs. Only when the female relaxes, the researchers point out, can sperm approach her egg. So can you imagine that? All she has to do is say, clamp down. That sperm can't get up there. She's like, she never has to get sick taking the pill, never has to do a morning after pill. She just clamps down, and that's it, you know? Women, we need to come up with something like this for us. I mean, that would be so amazing, right?
Brian? No comment.
All right. Moving on. Least competent jailers. Jailers, mind you, we usually have least competent criminals, but these are the jailers. Timothy Ruse, 19, and who had been charged with assaulting an elderly person, Timothy, honestly, was matter-of-factly released from the Kentucky Correctional and Psychiatric Center in LaGrange in April after jailers accepted as official a crudely written, ungrammatical fax ordering him freed, supposedly from the state Supreme Court, by whose originating line clearly showed a local grocery store. Furthermore, it took the jailers 2 weeks to realize they had been scammed. How could you get a fax and it's poorly written and you think, oh, okay, well, let's let this psycho out, you know, so he can beat up another old granny. That's terrible. Fortunately, Ruse was easily rearrested at his mother's house. Well, there you go. There's a stupid criminal for you. Let me go home to mommy. How obvious. Okay, here's a new update. Zoo, a movie about men in quasi-romantic relationships with animals based on the notorious farm near Enumclaw, Washington, that was the site of the 2005 death from receptive sex of a horse lover, was released in April and is generally not judgmental toward the human characters, according to a May review in Slate.com. Zoophilia's intelligent being, said another. Oh, I'm sorry. Zoophilia's just like if you love your wife, said one of the men, and you're connecting with another intelligent being. The characters throw parties that resemble mundane, all-male, suburban nights out. I'm sorry, but a suburban night out with men usually doesn't involve a horse, but, I mean, sex with a horse. These were people I could trust, said one individual. I'd invite them to my home. I did for Thanksgiving. I did for Christmas dinners. Yeah, well, the turkey was already cooked, so I guess they couldn't pork that. However, noted the reviewer, the bonhomie was interrupted when one suggested, hey, let's go out to the barn and pester the animals. That is sick, people. Sick. But you remember we had the story on News of the Weird a couple shows ago about the guy, I think he was doing the family dog, and the wife walked in and caught him, and she was filing for divorce, and then found out he had been doing other animals, and, you know? Anyway, there's your News of the Weird.
The Ghost World Conference is coming to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, July 20 to 22nd, 2007. Don't miss the opportunity to take part in the paranormal event of the year. There will be workshops, a trade show, renowned ghost experts and authors, a paranormal awards ceremony honoring the achievements of ghost researchers, and an open symposium. Visit ghostworldconference.com for more information. That's ghostworldconference.com.
If you're ready to take your ghost hunting to the next level, you're ready to be a certified paranormal investigator by the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. The certification includes 4 hours of hands-on, concentrated training by the NJGHS leaders at the most haunted prison in the United States, Eastern State Penitentiary. located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. To participate, you must have all of your own equipment. Register online at the NJGHS.net website certification page. Costs are $125 for current members and $145 for non-members of the NJGHS who will receive their membership going forward. PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa are accepted. Upon completion of the course, submission of your report of findings, and achieving a total point score of 80 or better, you will receive your certificate and new certified paranormal investigator card from the NJGHS. All the details are on the certification page of the NJGHS.net website. So what are you waiting for? Take your hobby seriously. Become a certified paranormal investigator. Hey, welcome back. It's time for Haunted Trivia. Now, last week's question, according to Mark Nesbitt, our guest on the show, cameras from disposables up to high-end television video cameras are most ill-affected on this one field in Gettysburg, PA, and what is the name of that field? The answer, triangular field. Okay. Now, this week's Haunted Trivia has a skill level of somewhat easy. Phantom cars and trucks have caused drivers along this section of highway to swerve to avoid hitting them or being hit by them. Sometimes when collisions occur and the driver pulls over to inspect the damage, none is found. Sometimes the driver even hears the metal ripping and the glass shattering and yet no damage whatsoever occurs. Of course, the phantom car or truck has long since disappeared. What is the name of this highway? And I'll give you a hint. It runs just outside the haunted Bachelor's Grove Cemetery. Be the first person to email the correct answer to hauntedtrivia at njghs.net and you will win a Junior Ghost Hunters t-shirt. Okay, I should remind everybody, Ghost World Conference Presenter Dinner, we do have some spots left, so make sure you get your buy your tickets for that, register for the dinner so you have a nice dinner that night, a Tuscany buffet with all the presenters. Jeff and Vince will be joining us on the deadline on our July 13th show, so you definitely want to catch that. That's when you really get an insight to this partnership, and you'll have
it. It's scary,
and you'll have an understanding as to why our conference calls take like an hour and a half. Because I mean, the three of us are just like that. We're all chatty Cathys, but you know, you know what? It's good. I think the three of us have a good energy together, and it's proof positive. I mean, when you look at the conference, the way it's come together, and you know, I'm glad we had a year to put into it.
I'm just not going to ask who is who.
What? Who's who? What?
Mo, Larry, and Curly.
Oh no!
Slightly.
Oh. Now we'll they're going to be joining us on the July 13th show, so that'll be fun. And what else do we have going on? I know different things are happening. There's instead of the pub crawl and the bus tours on Friday night, we've had to preempt that because we just didn't get anywhere with the tour company. The bus company wasn't too forthcoming. However, we are going to be having on the site, and probably by the time this show is airing, it'll already be on the ghostworldconference.com website. You can register to participate in a interactive tour / investigation at a very haunted farm out in Gettysburg. So that should be really cool. The details will be on the site, and you can register for that. So that way you'll have the history given to you, you know, and a tour, but then you get to break out your equipment and investigate this haunted farm. So that'll be cool. And
I still want a pub crawl.
I know. Well, we'll be crawling into my suite at 5 o'clock on Sunday. Anyway, stay tuned to the website, njghs.net. And don't forget to sign up for the NJGHS Yahoo Groups. It's right there on the homepage. If you're not a member and you want to be a member, wouldn't you like to be a member too? You can sign up right from the homepage. It's only $20 a lifetime, people.
That wasn't approved by me.
Well, sorry. And you know what? The postage has gone up. So, people, it's averaging now. It used to be 63 cents to send out a membership. It's now 97 cents.
Wow.
And that's because I refuse to fold your certificate in half and put it into a 6x9, which would then reduce it back to the 41 cents or whatever. So I'm trying to keep it flat so you get a nice certificate, but it's $20 membership. I'm not increasing the membership. I had toyed with the idea, but I've left it at $20 lifetime. So, and as soon as we hit that 500th member, we're going to have to book our party out there in Sparta. You know, I've got the site. I know it's going to be at the Sparta Ambulance Squad.
Okay.
A friend of mine is an EMT there, and she said she would be glad to book their big squad building,
where?
You know, we could rent it to have for our party and everything, so that'll be good. Anyway, so stay tuned to the NJGHS.net website. Thanks again to Brian Sant, the NJGHS technician and producer of The Deadline.
Hail to the king.
And our team leaders, Gregory and Sherry Irish, Laura Lindemann and Dina Chirico. Don Slepian of DonSlepian.com for our theme song, Dance of the Dead. And, of course, thanks to you for listening. Keep downloading the shows weekly. Keep voting on PodcastAlley.com for the show. Because at some point in life, you have to meet the deadline.